Like I say, we appreciate the privilege, the opportunity to be here tonight. Glad to have you. It's able to be here in the service. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that and feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. We're going to read you some out of Little John, 1 John, I believe it is. The second chapter. First John, second chapter. Do need your prayers. Appreciate again being here, and appreciate you as able to come in the service tonight. I appreciate the songs that been led tonight, and I appreciate the song that Susan Whitney just sang. Sometimes you get a yearning to hear those songs. I'm probably going to start with the first verse. I'm going to read you one verse before I go to there. It's a fairly familiar verse. It's in the book of Proverbs. It said, "The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in kings' palaces." Second chapter, 1 John. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrist, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, and that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of 1 John. Knowing that this is some very familiar scripture, and I know that you know it very well, and you've heard it probably preached on from time to time. We've got just a thought tonight, and we'll try our best to get our self out of the way and just try to deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The Bible says here in that of Little John. Now he wrote some wonderful words in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And he wrote, for the most part, he wrote to the children of God. Them that was of Christ. Them that had believed. And he tells you that in this chapter. In the midst of this, he talks about how that the Jesus was the Savior of the whole world. Not just us, but the whole world. And not only that, he began to tell them some particulars about how that you could tell if a man followed after Christ. Man hates his brother. He said, the love of God's not in you. Now, so there's there are some ways of telling, brethren, whether or not people, I'll just say it, people are right with God. And that ain't what I'm going to preach on. Now I want to try to leave with you tonight something that, brethren, that's just seemingly the Lord's laid on our hearts. And I begin to think, I read that scripture, my friend, about the spider. It said the spider, it talks, the spider was in the midst of them that was little things or small things, but they was very wise. And it said the spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. Now, you might think tonight, well, preacher, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And I'll be quite frank with you. This is what John said, my friend. He said, love not the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And he said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, this is that of the world. He said, he tells you what's of the world. Now, I want to talk tonight, and I don't want to try to get around in some things, my friend, but I can't help but to preach on some things and try to get on where my point's at. But you bear with us for just a minute. You might say, preacher, I don't love the world. Brethren, if the world has a hold on you, if the world, my friend, it's not that you're tempted by the world. A man is not tempted of God, for God tempteth no man of evil. First chapter, you can go and read it. And brethren, if he tempts no man with evil, he said, but a man is tempted when he has drawn away of his own lust. And when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Love not the world. What's in the world? He said the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. These are of the world tonight. I'm afraid sometimes that we're living in a day, brethren, that church members, and that's the only way I know to put it, my friend, have been caught in the web of deceit. They've been caught in the web of the world, and the love of God is not in them tonight. You can't have it both ways tonight. It don't work that way. You can't love God in love. He said you cannot love the world and love God. Or you can't love mammon, which is talking about of the world. Yes, sir. Love not the world, neither the things that is in the world. When you talk about the world and not loving the world, we ain't talking about your everyday business. My friend, he's talking about the lust and the things that will draw you, brethren, away from the rudiments and the rules of God. He wrote unto them here, he said, my little children, he said, I'll give you a new commandment. That what he said, a new commandment. And he talked about darkness. My friend, darkness don't overcome light. Light overcomes darkness. Brethren, we're on the right side of this thing. We're on the light side of it. We don't live in the dark tonight. No, sir. Not since the light has come. Brethren, the world, I'm afraid, has drawn. It has allured. Brethren, and we go back to what John said in the first chapter. Brethren, you cannot blame God with temptation of evil tonight. You can't do it. It won't work. I'll tell you something. You say, preacher, God tempted me, my friend, this way and that way. He won't tempt you with evil. He may try your faith, brethren, but he ain't going to tempt you tonight. Not of evil. No, sir. He's not going to tempt you to go back into the world. No, sir, that's not temptation. Brethren, that is 100% lust on your part tonight. I know, I can't help it. I know. You say, preacher, we listen to you, and I got news for you. I got news for you. Brethren, if I had to preach like this to help keep somebody out of the world, thank God that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm afraid the world, my friend, has captured too many. Too many. It's captured them. It's drawn them. Just like that web, my friend, of deceit. Have you ever looked at a spider web? They're all over the place, by the way. They most certainly are everywhere. Brethren, I've looked at them, and there's all kind of things in that web. Yes, they are. You don't go down the path. You go back to the book of Proverbs, and he'll tell you not to go down that street to avoid her. Don't even pass by her. Listen to me. We've got too many that thinks they can handle the world. He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And brethren, it's blinded. It's blinded their eyes tonight. Yes, it has. Brethren, these folks, my friend, that they'll wipe their mouth saying they've done right when it's pure old sin. You know that? When it's pure old sin. I didn't come here to get on to you tonight, but I can't help what I've got. My friend, I see that men and women alike has let the world overtake their life. Yes, it has. There's not any of us, my friend, that are immune to the rudiments of the world. Not any of us. Do you know why you're not? You're still in the flesh. Yes, sir. I'm going to die where? On the battlefield. Glory. One day, thank God, I'll lay it all down. I'm going to die on the battlefield. Ain't you? Yes, sir. Up and about the Father's business. Listen. Listen. There ain't nothing, my friend, in this world, and I'll just be plain with you. There ain't nothing, my friend, any worse in this world than a saint of God, a Christian of God, a man of God, a woman of God that's been in church, my friend, to wind up in the world. It leaves a bitter taste. Yes, it does. It leaves an impression, my friend. Yes, sir, on every one of us. It affects us. The world, my friend, is nothing to play with. You've got to get rid of it. If it takes staying on your knees tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, if I had to stay on my knees, I'd be a weak Christian. You'd be surprised how strong you'd be. Yes, sir. You'd be surprised how much strength you'd get. Down on my knees. What's the old song says? I learned to stand. I learned to stand. You know what? You know what this world needs and what they actually look for? They look for a saint of God to be a saint of God every time they see them. I'm going to tell you something else. We do the same. Don't we? We expect it. There's things expected out of you, Bruce. Yes, sir. There's things expected out of every one of us. Have we failed? It's nothing wrong with failing, folks. Where the bad part is, it's to stay there and wallow around in it. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, the world, I've heard it. You've heard it. I've heard parents say today, well, they just so much out there to lure them. You know what there is in the world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, it ain't never changed. It ain't gonna change today. It doesn't matter. You say, preacher, there's too much on our young folks. We've pushed them. Face too much world in them, my friend. It's because we've pushed them that away. Amen. It's a fact, my friend. We've handled this world like it don't have any power. Brethren, that lust will consume you tonight. Yes, it will. Yes, sir. We've traded a lot of things for the wrong things. Yes, we have. I've looked around. I've had to tell some of my own family. They was in church, my friend, every time the doors was open. They got to the place, my friend, they wanted their kid, their kids, my friend, to excel in the sports field. I'm just going to preach it. Brethren, get on these travel teams. Now, you hear me. There's not sin. There's no sin in that ball. It doesn't matter if it's baseball, football, basketball, soccer, whatever you call it. My friend, there's no sin in it. The sin comes with how we handle it. They started running around after travel ball. I told them, Robert, I told them I can't help it. You say, preacher, you ought to just leave them alone. That's what's wrong. That's the reason we're in the mess we're in. Brethren, we've left too much alone. And the world
got a hold of them. Has it not? 13, 14 year old, I said, you're messing up. Preacher, I do the same thing. Well, I'm talking to you too. I ain't going to change it. If I had it to do over, Darrell, I'd still do it. Yes, sir. You know why we're dealing with so much sin in this world? You know why we're dealing with so much sin in our churches? Brethren, we've sugar-coated everything to where it ain't sin no more. Yes, sir. Preacher, if I want to live like a hermit, I'll go up yonder in the woods somewhere. Well, the truth of it is, I've said this, I've preached it down through the years, and I'll keep preaching it, my friend. You don't have to be a hermit to live for God. But if you have to individually, you better get the packing, my friend. These lot of folks just can't handle success tonight. Yes, sir. I can't help it. Brethren, they can't get their kids in church these days. You know why they can't? Because they quit taking them. Amen. It's just a fact. We love the things of the world more than we love God. That's what John's talking about. How in the world can you love God and don't keep His commandments? New Testament. Yes, it might seem harsh, but I'm going to tell you something. I ain't seen too many superstars around the house, no way. Huh? Preacher, why do you preach on that so hard? I got news for you. I loved to play it. I did play it. Yes, sir. Long as I could. Yes, sir. But there was some guidelines Randy had to stay with. Yes, sir. It ain't, a lot of things are not sin until the Lord begins to speak to a man and tell him that is wrong. Why, everybody else does it. You know what his answer is to me? If he's told me to quit. If he's told me to quit, Steve, you know what the answer to me is? Boy, you're wrong. You're in the wrong. I've told you. Yes, sir. In the heart. You know what I'm talking about. These things, my friend, that I would not allow my children to do because the Lord said not to. The world changes. It's changed. We've absolutely, my friend, disguised everything to where they ain't nothing wrong anymore. Everybody's going to heaven. You talk to them. Find out where they're going. They'll tell you. Because He's merciful. He is merciful. Not only is He merciful, He paid the sin debt for the whole world. He is salvation for the whole world. But brethren, the whole world ain't going tonight. Why can I preach that? This chapter. That's why. It's one why. Why was it Moses got my friend away with bringing the Ten Commandments? Huh? Think about it. Why was it he got away with bringing the Ten Commandments? Do you know what? Moses, my friend, was a man just like they was. Was he not? You'd have thought it might have angered the Lord when Moses cast them stones down, but in anger he cast them down. Have you ever read the scripture that says, "Be ye angry and sin not"? Mm-hmm. Brethren, there's some anger that's not sin. Preacher, you can't preach that. I believe I can. You know what the Lord told Moses one time? Moses stood and he said, "Lord," he said, "don't wipe these out. Don't do away with these." And you know what God told him? He said, "Moses, I'm able of these stones to raise me up children of Abraham." Ain't that what he said? Children of Abraham. I'm able to raise them. Brethren, if you'd just step aside. But Moses, my friend, stood his ground. Yes, he did. You listen. There's a way of telling folks, I don't care what people call us. They can call us judges. You judging people, I got news for you. God judged them. Moses judged them. Abraham judged them. Yes, sir. And the truth of it is, he says, "What? Know ye not that the saints shall judge the world?" Folks, he ain't talking about the saints that's already gone. He's talking about the saints that are still here today. Preacher, ain't no such thing. Well, if you ain't a saint, you a sinner. Ain't but two of us. Is that right? Yes, sir. You are. How in the world, my friend, this, just like a spider, forms this web that it might catch. Truth of it is, it catches objects, my friend, that it might feed on. Is that not right? Looking for food. Trapped. But just like that spider forms her web, brethren, this world has got a front put up. She's got her catching stations. Can I say it? You get to working around people and you get to thinking, well, they're pretty good people. Have you ever seen a pretty good man get saved? Yeah, I have. Hadn't you? I've seen good moral men and good moral women get saved. And you know what? And they was better than when they was moral. Yes, sir. There's a change in their life, even though they lived a good life. Why, Jeff? Because the Spirit of God makes a change in you. Amen. And folks, if you can't keep the commandments of God, brethren, you are not one of His. Fact. What that book says. I don't have to I don't have to tell you. I'm not here tonight. You say, preacher, you just sit around and think up ways you can preach to us. I wished it worked that way. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. I want you to know when you see your loved ones and you see people around you and they're engulfed in the world, when they once professed, sang the glories of God, my friend prayed and you could feel something in their prayer. You hear me? But the world has engulfed them. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We talk about the devil. You can talk about the devil all you want to. My friend, what's in the world today is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. I read it to you. These are in the world. This is the world he's talking about. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If your guard ain't up, if your guard ain't on, my friend, the world will creep in. Yes, it will. Little by little. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. Ain't none of us, my friend, that can escape the truth of the matter that we deal with the world. Why did Eldest write that song? She knowed what a battlefield was. I promise you. She knowed what the battlefield was. The scripture even teaches them over there. They is going to take their swords and their weapons and they is going to put them into pruning hooks. Were they not? Instruments to work with and not fight with. The battle was over. You say, preacher, the battle ain't over. Your battle and my battle, my friend, won't be over till they lay us in that grave. Why can I preach that? Why can I say, you say, preacher, you're a preacher. You've overcome the world. I got news for you. I have to overcome him every day. Every day. Some days worse than others. Yeah. Why, preacher? Because I have a desire of the world. You ain't going to like that. Preacher, you a preacher. Brethren, it doesn't change. Them things, my friend, that bother you, they bother me. Them things that trouble you, they trouble me. Them things that's hard for you to overcome, guess what? They're hard for me to overcome them also. We don't have a special tool. There ain't no difference, my friend, between me and you. No, sir. You say, preacher, if you have some thoughts I have, said they'd throw you out of the church. Well, if you knowed some of my thoughts, you probably would. But I don't dwell on them thoughts, Bruce. Entertain. Entertained, that's where the problem comes in. Temptation is not sin. No, it's not. Not temptation. But the giving in to the temptation, it becomes sin. When lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. Ain't that right? That's what it said. Preacher, you're going to have to get on a different page, my friend. I'm going to preach you. I can't help it. I'm going to preach you what God give me. Huh? I can't help it. I would to God the whole church was here. But listen, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I'm trying to be a good soldier. Do you know that? I'm trying to be a good soldier. You know how a Christian can be a good soldier? Number one, he going to have to stay in contact with Him. I ought not to. What do you mean, preacher? I ought not to. We've got him in everything. I don't know who he is. He ain't never knocked a home run. He ain't never made no touchdown either. You say, preacher, you've lost your marbles. I got news for you. Them things really don't interest the Lord. You know what interests the Lord? You. Look in the mirror, my friend, and you'll find out that God is interested in you. He wants all of you. Do you know that? How in the world can you love the Lord with all your heart if He ain't got all of you? Huh? It don't happen. It don't happen. Listen, we ain't got no part-time Christians. Do you know that? He's never made one. No, sir. He's not saved the first part-time Christian. You're a full-timer. Huh? No, you're an all-timer. Huh? That's what you are. Yes, sir. That's what you become. Preacher, I want to know how it works. I'm going to tell you how it works. Get your heart right with God. Get born again. Thank God He'll get all of you. Can I tell you something? You'll get to the place to where you want to give Him all. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I'd be a fool to tell you that when you first get saved that you just know automatically what's going to happen. It ain't going to work that way. It don't work that way. The truth of it is you ain't even going to realize what you got. Huh? You're going to know, thank God, that there's been a change. And you're going to know that He's with you. But you ain't going to have a clue of what you got. Does that make sense? It don't really. But I'm going to tell you that's exactly what happens. You'll grow in this thing. Yes, you will. Well, preacher, it's automatic. You're automatically saved. If you're born again, you're automatically going to heaven. I can preach that to you. You're going. Yes, sir. But brethren, the truth of it is your journey's a lot left up to you. And your travels. Can I tell you something? I'll guarantee you tonight there's not the first one sitting here that can raise their hand and say they've never made a mistake since they've been saved. Since they've been saved. Since they've been born again. Why would I say something like that, Steve? Because we are fallible creatures. Yes, we are. Why in the world did He tell them to strive for perfection? Why did He say you got to strive for perfection? Brethren, because you're going to strive. You're going to strive. The Scripture even tells you. It's a pressing way. Is it not? And men, the kingdom of God is preached and men press into it. I'm glad the Lord saved me, Steve. I am. The truth of it is, I didn't understand everything. I didn't understand everything that's going on. But I'm going to tell you something else, and this is a part that a lot of folks is missing. It takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, plus nothing. It takes the blood. You hear me? It takes the blood. But I'm going to tell you something that's going to rock your boat. Brethren, if you ever get anywhere with the Lord in your Christian journey, there's going to be a commitment from you. Somewhere, somehow, you'll have to commit yourself. Well, preacher, he saved me. Yeah, but he's looking for something. Huh? He's looking for something. He's looking for a commitment. Yes, sir. Yes, he is. And I'll promise you, my friend, you'll never start growing prosperously, if I can say that word, my friend, until you commit some things unto God. I love you. Preacher, don't sound like it. I love you. You know what little John said? You can go and read it. I done read it to you, but you can go and read it, and you can read all three books. They're not long. And you see if he wasn't writing to the children, them that knowed. Yes, sir. He told them plain. And them that knowed, my friends, sometimes lost their way. You think I'm really losing it. You get into the scriptures and you'll find out there's been men and women down through the ages that lost their way. Their way. Lord never lost them. But they lost their way. They got sidetracked, in other words. Preacher, I just don't understand what you're talking about. I want you to know, my friend, when you get sidetracked, there's a way to get back on the track. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to live like the world wants you to live. No, you don't. You don't have to bow down to their standards. You don't have to. I promise you, you don't have to. Preacher, you don't live in the same world I do. I most certainly do, and I'm here to tell you that God will strengthen you if you'll take a stand for Him. Love not the world. Is that what he said? Neither the things that are in the world. For if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Now, I didn't write that, but I believe it. It's what he teaches. How many times down through the years did the Lord tell his people, and when he talked to them, what did he say? He said, keep my statutes. Keep my commandments. What did he give Moses to charge the people with in the book of Deuteronomy? You go and read it. When they began, when they started out over. And what did he tell them? About the commandments, what did he tell them? He said, you take it. He said, you write it up over the doorpost. He said, you think about it, talk about it, study it when you go in and when you go out. Let it be there when you get up and let it be there when you lay down. Yes, sir. That was a commandment from God to Moses to the children of Israel. Read it. Fifth, sixth chapter, book of Deuteronomy. You can read it. You read it as good as I can. Some of you better. But it's a fact, is it not? Now, folks, it's changed. It's changed, my friend, from memorizing that thing in your head to he wrote it up on your heart. The tables of your heart. They're wrote there. Yes, they are. You ain't got no excuse. There's no excuse. I'm just going to be honest with you. A man that's in the house of God, brethren, he ought to be growing and growing and growing and never get grown. You don't believe that, do you? Brother J.O., I've quoted it many a time. When he said it took him a lifetime, to learn to trust the Lord. Well, folks, it takes a lifetime to learn about the Lord. And I'll tell you what, you don't ever learn it all. You don't ever get it all. It's amazing how many times you can open that Word of God and things that you have read and read and read and read, and you read over it again, and you know what? There it is. There it is. You think all the time, well, why couldn't I see that? I'm going to tell you why you couldn't. It wouldn't time. Amen. I don't care who you are. Amen. It wouldn't time. I'll hush. Good to be here. Good to be here. John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And then he told you what was in the world. Appreciate your prayers. I do.